Before we start the program, we would like to remind viewers that at this time of the year, when a lot of people leave their windows open, a television set or a radio set playing full blast can be a great source of irritation to your neighbours. Another good way to irritate them is
reverse deception radio.
Gentlemen, I'd like you to meet your captain. Captain, over.
Gentlemen, welcome aboard.
Captain, your navigator, Mr. Unger, and your first officer, Mr. Dunn.
Unger?
Over.
Over. Done. Gentlemen, let's get to work.
Unger, didn't you serve under over in the Air Force?
Not directly. Technically, Dunn was under over, and I was under Dunn.
Yep. So, Dunn, you were under over and over Unger.
Yep. That's right. Dunn was over Unger, and I was over Dunn.
See, both Dunn and I were under over, and no, I was under Dunn.
Dunn was over Unger, and I was over Dunn.
How's everybody doing today? Greg Carpenter, Reverse Deception Radio. We're going live today. We've got the Facebook stream on. I see a lot of folks out here posting comments and stuff like that. Remember, if you want, VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Turn on the live stream. You're going to see us today on the YouTube, on the Facebook stream right now. As we kick it off here, first thing we're going to get into is we're going to talk a little bit of golf, one of my favorite subjects. Golf, this Thursday, this Friday, Ask Foundation, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Be there. Mike Church has, I think, about one or two places left that you can get into one of his foursomes. That's about it, though. We're getting all sold out. And I will be there on Friday. So if you want to come down, have a good time. It's a great cause, folks. We've done this. I've done this the last 2 years before. I'll be down there again this year. Mike's done it every single year. The first year I did it with Mike, we were the number two team, number two. So we're looking to be number one because that's what plants crave, folks. That's what we crave. We want to be number one again. And I think we can if we with the Friday team, Mike. We're going to do that. We're going to win it again this year. We got to somehow figure out how to get Dr. George back over there for that day, though. And then also on the 30th of September, we're going to be up in New Hampshire with Brother Andre Marie. This is going to be a great conference, folks. I'm heading out with one of the guys from Philadelphia area, and we're going to be driving up. It's going to be just a beautiful time in New England. We're going to get back to some very core Christian values. We're going to have 2 days up there, and we're going to have a blast. So don't forget, if you haven't, go to the website, check in there too, and make sure you get signed up for the conference. Okay, first things first, coffee. And let's talk about hacking. How about that? Yeah, if you're seeing me on the Facebook now, you can see I've got my official secret squirrel hanging from the microphone. It's a great place for him because he listens to everything I do anyway. One of my friends told me, he said, should call him NSA squirrel, but he's set up like a Cold War kind of a guy. So really, he doesn't really fit with the NSA type thing. You know, those guys sit back in closets and stuff. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to have some fun with social media first, and then we're going to get into some really cool hacking tools. And we'll probably get to that in the second segment. First segment, though, is all about social media. And I would be remiss if I didn't jump in for 1 second before I kept going and say that I want everyone just remember yesterday was September 11th. It was the 15th anniversary. Everybody knows where they were. Everybody was somewhere where they didn't forget where they were. I was in New York City and up there with a lot of friends, and I was working up there, and I was called, and I was part of the recovery actions up there and things like that. And again, I'm not a big conspiracy person. I'm a big person on facts. So I'm going to give you a chance here to get a copy of Reverse Deception signed by me. If you can be the first person to send me either either tweet me or send me an email with the number of airplanes that crashed other than on September 11th, where no bodies or parts of bodies have ever been found. At gscarp12, gscarp12 at hotmail.com. Find me one instance that there was ever another crash where no bodies were found other than the four planes on September 11th. Okay? All right. Moving right along to the next. Let's jump back over here to social media. Social media. Good things about social media. Social media is great. You can get your word out. You can get a lot of information up to people. But it also has some, let's just say, downsides, right? And what are some of the downsides that we need to consider about with social media? Well, we need to consider what it does to us, how it makes us feel, how we transition our lives. Some people go out and put information up on social media and they say, hi. I just got one answer from Twitter, and she's a winner, but she's... So I asked the question before, how many airline crashes since the first one in 1919, I think it was, have included a crash where no body parts were ever found, ever, other than on September 11th. And it seems like Suzanne from the Suzanne option was the first one to chime in with the correct answer of 0.0. You can, if you'd like, head over to the Wikipedia page and check it out. You can go straight through Wikipedia if that's a real source. If not, you can go and pull some other articles, some scholarly articles that I have, and I can share some with you. And it's a study of all of the airline crashes that ever happened. And there's always been at least parts. There's always been a part where they found where they went to the crash site and they identified where the crash was. And they always found some body parts. So, Suzanne, you get another copy of the book. We'll try again later with a different question, see if somebody else can win other than one of the hosts. Hello. But let's go back into social media for a second here. People put things up on social media for a number of reasons, and some are good, some are bad. One of the reasons people do is validation. They're looking for validation. They want to be able to be included as their ideas are good. They're not an outlier. They're not somebody who's separate from the crowd. They're not different. People do comparisons. They want to be evaluated, like say in high school when somebody wins first place and you win second place, right? You're second best. Like we were second in golf. I don't want to be second in golf yet. I want to be first in golf. Well, some people put things to do better than other people when they do, and they put it on Twitter or they put it on Facebook to say, ha ha, I'm better than you. Is this a good thing? Socially, is that something that we really want to be doing, comparing each other like that at such a distance? Now, here's the interesting thing. we talk about things and we do different things in our life and we have face-to-face contact, something that is fleeting in our community, in our world. Once you put a distance of not seeing people, terrible things can happen. There's a lot of things that can happen, folks. Like, you can be the person at the end of the joystick playing a video game, conducting a drone strike on somebody, and you're never going to see them. You're never going to feel that carnage because there's a separation there. You're not actually right there. You're safeguarded. You're in your safe place. You don't have to feel the emotions of the people standing there on the ground. I was an infantry soldier for 17 years. 17 years. That's a long time. That slows people like me down. Understand, being an infantry guy on the front line, you see, you are involved. You are part of what's happening. You're not safely hiding somewhere in a building somewhere, blowing up stuff like you're in a video game. It doesn't happen that way. People start to put up information. They start talking about themselves. They start giving a little bit more information about who they are, where they are, how angry they are with people, right? You've seen these. You get drug into these big, long discussions. Well, you don't need to be in a discussion with people about these things. You're talking about how angry you are about this person, about that person. Aren't we told not to do these types of things? Isn't it biblically wrong for us to be involved in gossip and condescending comments about our friends, our neighbors? This isn't something we should be engaged in, folks. And we're doing it more and more. Social media drags us into this type of stuff. Not to mention the absurd level of noise, just basic noise. How much information is rerun on the internet? How many times have you seen the same video time and time again? And you comment on the same video time and time again, right? Or you see the same meme time and time again. You're not going to get something. I got one. There. I got a meme right here for you. See, this is something that's unique. Not everybody gets to do one of these. It's a meme that I'm holding up, folks. If you're on the radio, it says, "If you're happy and you know it, I don't care." And it's a picture of me that somebody superimposed inside a grumpy cat. Okay? It's fun. It's goofy. It's a one-time thing. You take it. You play with it. You have fun with it. Boom. You're done. And then you move on with your life because guess what? God doesn't like idle people. We're being idle when we're sitting around just messing around with that type of stuff. Sure, you get a chance to break up, you know, the rigidness of running through the same type of a thing every single day, time and time again. Okay, I understand that structure, that schedule. You break it up a little bit sometimes. But then you get back to work. You don't sit and be idle. It is not prudent. You know, we had this discussion back during one of the boot camps that we went to, prudence. You should be doing the right thing with the right information. What are some of the other downfalls of social media? Well, you make up convenient friendships, people that can be exploited or abused by people that are not really nice, or you can use them to help you push a point. Push an agenda that maybe isn't worth pushing. Maybe it shouldn't be worth pushing. But one of the biggest things that social media does for everybody and everybody, it isolates you from humans. It takes you away from the rest of the world. You might be, quote, connected to everybody and everything across the face of the planet, and that's one of the biggest lies. Because you're sitting there, and you're sitting in your office, in your bedroom, You're sitting in your car. You're sitting downstairs. And you're by yourself. Social media is an individual activity that makes a social mesh. That's the concept of it. My buddy Mike checking in from out in the Middle East. God bless you, Mike. You stay safe, brother. Social media isn't social, folks. It's not social. It's you by yourself. It's you getting put in a place where no one else is really there with you. Think about it. You are not with anyone else when you're sitting on Facebook, right? When you're scrolling through all that stuff, what are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're wasting time, number one. And I'm guilty, just like everybody else. I'm just as guilty. I do this stuff too. I try to focus and get things out that are good and edifying for people, but I end up getting drug into the same thing that everybody else does. It's not something where we should be spending a lot of our time because we're not really sure who we're engaging with. Remember, the anonymity of the internet is amazing. It's incredible. And we don't know exactly who's there. You know, you tell your kids, what is that? Stranger danger. That's what it is. Stranger danger. Right? Be aware, because you don't know who the people are. Do you really know who the person is behind that profile? Do you have any idea who that person is? You think you do. And if you personally happen to know that other individual, then yes, you do know exactly who the person is behind the profile. But other than that, you don't. You're taking for granted. You're just taking what you believe to be true without actually any direct evidence. You have no proof. There is no proof whatsoever that the person on the other end of that Twitter account is the person you believe it to be. Again, unless you personally know the person. Another problem we have are pictures. Everybody takes and likes to post pictures up on their Facebook account, on their Twitter account, LinkedIn. What's the other one I'm thinking of? It's, Christopher, what is that? Instagram. Instagram. Thank you, sir. Instagram. Right. It's the Instagram. That's made specifically for pictures.
Back in the 70s, it was Instamatic.
Instamatic. Okay. Coffee time. That was just terrible. So, inside of your pictures, folks, remember, when you look at a picture, you're seeing what's on the surface. When I look at a digital picture, I'm going to look what's behind it. All you see is the pretty colors that pop up, and you got a rose, and you got a daisy, you got whatever it is. You're looking at the picture of the dog, you got a picture of the kids. But inside that picture is what's called metadata. And that metadata contains information about your picture. It tells everybody everything about your picture. Even if you turn off some of the options that you have, you can still pull data out of the picture that, well, you personally never intended on being there. For example, I can tell you where the picture was taken, what time of day it was taken. And when I say where it was taken, I mean specifically, like longitude, latitude. I'm talking your house. I'm not talking like picture was taken in New York City or picture it was taken in Seattle, Washington. I'm telling you, the picture will tell me where, exactly where, what time of day. I'll know what time of day it was. I can look at the picture in many cases and identify, okay, where the sun is. And you can look at stuff like that, which is pretty simple. But you can also just take a really quick shot at it and just take a look. Inside that metadata will tell you exactly what time of day it was taken too. So think about this from your kid's point of view. If you have kids taking pictures and not thinking about stuff, there's a good chance that they could end up in a situation where what's going to happen? Somebody, somewhere, is going to be able to find them. That's just the bottom line. So you want to make sure that you have things like that turned off in the commands as much as possible. As much as possible. Try to go through all the commands in the different types of systems that you have, things like that. Turn off these things. Crank up your privacy settings. This stuff is so important, folks. It's really important. If you can have just one person who you don't know who that is show up at your house, or you could have people that show up at your house who you do know because they can look at that stuff in your pictures, how many more people would you have that are bad people with bad intent? You don't want any. You just don't want any. Consider all the privacy settings that you can get your hands on. Your iPhone's got it. Your computer's got it. Your Android has it. Everything. You can set them in the routers. You can set them in the switches. You can. There's a whole bunch of ways of doing this. We can talk about this another show on how to up the privacy settings. We've done it before. We'll bring it back up again. And we'll do it again. But I want you to understand. we really, really want to make sure that everything's locked out, because the more people that can see stuff, the more problems you're going to have. I can't emphasize it enough. I used to work for the government, and one of the first things we looked at is privacy settings to make sure everything's locked out as much as possible. You don't want to be the low-hanging fruit, folks. Don't do it.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Population keeps on bleeding, nation bleeding, still more bleeding economy.
Don't hack like my son.
And don't hack like my dad.
Life is funny, skies are sunny, bees make honey, who needs money, monopoly.
Thank you.